This is Dark Matter News. I'm Joshua Stark. A mysterious object reportedly crashed on public land just outside the boundary of Area 51 in Nevada. The incident is said to have happened in late September, and according to locals who monitor the area, the response was immediate and unusually intense. Witnesses reported hearing radio traffic referring to an asset going down, followed by military security vehicles and Clark County Sheriff's units blocking access roads. A helicopter with a lift basket was also observed near a staging area that included temporary equipment and personnel support, suggesting a planned recovery operation. Local observers who attempted to approach the area later found signs of a crash site, including burn marks beneath Joshua trees, disturbed soil, and tracks from heavy vehicles. Some debris was reportedly visible before being covered. Within days, the site was graded over with fresh dirt, indicating a second cleanup effort designed to hide or protect what had fallen. The official explanation provided by the military is that an unmanned aerial vehicle malfunctioned and crashed, and that an investigation is ongoing into possible tampering, including the presence of unrelated debris. However, those who have followed aircraft testing near Area 51 for years argue that the rapid lockdown and thorough concealment are not typical of routine UAV accidents. Some believe the object may have been part of a classified next-generation program, potentially involving autonomous control systems. Catch up with us at darkmatternews.com. New research from sociologists in Canada show that the belief in the paranormal is far more common than many assume. In a national survey conducted this year, about 44% of Canadians said that they believe in at least one paranormal phenomenon, including ghosts, spirits, haunted places, alien visitation, or mysterious creatures like Sasquatch. About one in four Canadians say they've had what they interpret as a direct paranormal experience, such as sensing a presence or witnessing something they couldn't explain. The study also found differences among age groups and genders. Younger adults, especially those under 30, were less likely to believe in the paranormal, while older adults were more open to the possibility. This is Dark Matter News. A large international study suggests that speaking more than one language might help slow down the aging process. Researchers examined data from over 86,000 Europeans aged 51 to 90 and found that individuals who were monolingual had roughly double the risk of showing signs of accelerated biological aging compared to those who spoke multiple languages. Conversely, speaking two, three, or more languages was linked with a healthier aging profile. Experts believe that the benefit comes from the cognitive challenge of managing and switching between languages, which may keep the brain sharper and more resilient. The study included controls for age, physical health, environment, and social factors, yet the multilingual advantage remained significant. Importantly, the findings don't imply that you must become perfectly fluent in multiple languages to see benefit. Even so, multilingual exposure appears helpful. The authors say that this research has public health implications in aging societies, encouraging language learning and maintaining multilingual environments could be a cost-effective strategy to improve cognitive health and delay decline. In short, learning languages isn't just a cultural bonus, it may be a practical tool in the fight against the ravages of aging. Dark Matter News is social. Are you? Catch up with us on Facebook, X, and where you find your favorite social network. Also, darkmatternews.com. That's it for Dark Matter News. Catch up with us on the Midnight Frequency Facebook page. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Joshua Stark. Thank you.